That's crazy. You cannot be like that.
I don't know what it is. Like, I might have short friends, but not my only friend. Like, I cannot be this. I don't know. It's weird.
You, all right, man.
I know.
Like, who thinks about that? All right, we're live. We're not live, but hey, everybody. It's me, and I'm back with another episode of Big Facts. I hope you guys have enjoyed so far, and thanks for listening. Per usual, and we got a revisitor here on the show. You feel what I'm saying on the podcast? I know that you guys have listened to our Sugar Baby episode. It was like, dang, what episode was that? Like episode
two?
Yeah, like two or three.
Are you serious?
Four, maybe.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Now we on Big 30. Big 30. So, do you remember who this is? Go ahead and tell them who you are, girlfriend.
Woo! I'm Sheila's friend, Tiana. Sheila Sands, her friend.
Talking about some Tiana.
Tiana, that's pretty much it. I don't have anything to promote right now.
She's a new mommy. Ooh. So look, y'all, we have been talking all that shit about whole phases, hot girl summers, sugar baby, sugar daddies, all this old other stuff, sugar mamas, and this nigga gets pregnant. I'm like, wow, that's crazy. I was just so shocked when she told me. I'm like, you lying. She like, nope, pregnant. I'm like, that's crazy as hell. So she's a whole new mom. And she doesn't even look like she had no type of baby at all.
Thank you.
Body still looking all nice. You know, she about 6'7".
Let me see so, back.
Yeah, let them see. You know, not showing a little bit of. I'm just going to show a little bit of ass.
I still got a little bit in the front to work on.
Uh-uh.
But I did snap back pretty
about
well.
Still got my bubble, you know.
Still got the bubble. No, I didn't have a bubble. Remember the bubble was cool.
Oh, yeah. When she was pregnant, her fucking booty went down.
Inverted almost.
Yeah, like.
I was very sad about that.
Yeah.
But I knew deep down in my heart of hearts, I knew it was coming back because it's just in my DNA. It really is.
In my DNA. The ass will be back.
The ass will be back. And as soon as I had my baby, it like slowly came back. And it's still coming back. It's still pretty. It's like a miniature version of what I used to have. But as long as that bubble came back, I was happy about it. As soon as I could feel my butt, like, when I used to walk, I could feel the weight of my butt behind my back. Like, you could feel the jiggle at the top of your back. It's just something, like, you walk through life feeling it, so it's, like, kind of normal. Mm-hmm. And then when you don't feel it, like, you're like, I don't feel my booty jiggling. That's weird.
Well, I don't have those problems. I don't have an ass. So, like, all of my ass is at the bottom. I don't have a top butt.
But I'm sure, so, like, when you walk, you feel your titties bounce.
Yeah, sometimes.
That's, like, something I don't feel my titties bounce. So like if you was ever lose your titties, you'd be like, my titties not bouncing, like I feel weird.
I would feel good about that, actually. I'm tired of my titties bouncing and doing everything that I didn't tell them to do. So yeah, I wouldn't mind that at all. But that's crazy. So how you feel about being a new mommy?
I mean, just so many emotions. It's like screaming like this shit crazy, but also I love it. You're never ready. You're never not ready. I didn't plan my pregnancy, so I'm happy it happened that way, because I feel like I would have never planned to actually get pregnant. Like, can you imagine me planning to get pregnant?
Right, no.
I would have been 38, and there's nothing wrong with that. I would have been 38, still avoiding it. So, it happened. I'm very happy. I love my little baby, and I miss him. He's at his dad's house right now.
Yeah, she don't even want me to see the damn fucking baby. I came over here, the baby not even here. I ain't seen the baby.
As soon as his dad asked me, could he take him, I said, yes.
Yes. I wouldn't mind that at all.
Anytime so. I get some free time, I'm very happy about it. I do be missing my baby, but I took it. I didn't know when she was coming. She didn't tell me. She don't update me. If she would have told me when she was coming, I would have calculated it out for him.
I'll be
here.
Doing my best. Like, y'all, I'm visiting Cleveland, so I'll be doing my best to, like, stay in the loop and, you know, let y'all know what I'm doing. Because it'd be so many people that be, like, dragging me or, like, pulling me left and right or that I feel like I have to, you know, acknowledge or see but when I'm here. But
I'm
changing that now, though. I'm really changing that now. Like, now I really don't really care. Like, even this trip home, I just really wanted to be around my family for real and just to get to see the people who I don't always see. Like, I don't think I've seen you since your baby shower.
You didn't get my baby shower?
I mean, gender reveal.
My gender reveal in February.
Yeah.
We're in currently in March. I mean, we're in November.
And I was visiting then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, I be trying to make my rounds to people that I don't always talk to or be around, you know, each time I come home. So, first of all, why are you drinking my water? You better be lucky I ain't got the Rona, man. You know this as soon as you...
I was like,
like, you noticed as soon as it got in your mouth that it wasn't yours, so like, man, you are fried, bro.
I said,
I'm just happy you ain't spit it out and make it all super fucking dramatic.
I swallowed it, everything. I said, shit, if you don't have it now, you gonna have it. So I drank it. I said, damn, I don't remember putting my drink right there.
Oh, my God.
I took a big ass gulp, too. And I was like, I had more water. Oh, well. Shit.
You're annoying, man. I'm like, what the fuck? You just gonna drink my water like that? She been drinking, y'all. She ain't had no hard liquor since, you know.
In a year. And I'm so used to being home by myself. Any water bottle is mine. I'm so used to everything being mine. So I just boop, boop. It's not drinking. I'm like,
that's funny as hell.
That's not mine.
Okay. You made me lose my train of thought, though. Silly ass. All right. So did you suffer any? I don't know. It's so weird that you're a mom because you're literally, you know how some people get changed after they have a baby?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you've literally been the same since when you was pregnant. You still had the same attitudes from when you found out damn near and up until now. Like, I don't see no difference.
You don't see no difference in me?
Hell no, I don't see no difference. You literally, you only act like you got a baby. The only time you act like you got a baby is when you post and talk about them.
I don't think I got no baby.
You know how people just, like, things just change. Like, they just change. Like, I can't do this no more.
You don't notice any differences about me?
Not nothing dramatic.
Not more mature.
The baby 3 months. She thinks she mature already.
I had a 9-month incubation period. What? I feel like I'm so mature.
I don't know. I don't think that you was ever immature to me.
Oh.
So I don't know. Like, I don't think that you... Like, I've had people around me that has had babies, and they literally just changed.
One of my main values was to stay myself through my pregnancy because I feel like a lot of women lose themselves after having a baby, and that was one of my fears. So I'm saying I'm not losing myself. My son is going to be an addition to my life. I'm not going to turn into somebody I wasn't. So that was, from the moment I found out I was pregnant, that was something I worked on. Like, I'm going to continue to be me. What do I enjoy? Like my whole pregnancy, what is something I enjoy? I did yoga my entire pregnancy. Even after he came out, I'm like, okay, I'm going to give 6 weeks to be all about him.
That's why he slid the fuck out.
Mm-hmm.
He was doing that yoga, loosening them coochie walls.
Oh, Kegels all the time. Mm-hmm. I think Kegels is what brought me back.
Talking about snap back.
Snap back really well. Everything snapped back well. I'm very proud. Because at first it wasn't. I was very nervous. I was wiping, and I felt like a gaping hole. I said, I'm going to talk to my doctor about this. At my 6 week, and I took before pictures. Like, I was like, open wide. I'm going to take before pictures just in case them hoes at the, who sewed me up, trying not to sew me up like I was, I'm going to show them a before picture.
Uh-huh.
Like, no, you need to sew me exactly. You see this hole? You need to do it just like that.
I need this hole to be just as tiny.
So after I was pregnant, I was literally doing before and after pictures. Like, that hole is not like that hole. And I was sad. I was very sad. I went to my doctor and I told her, I'm like, can I go back and get a redo? I want to get sewed again. She's like, I think you're fine. Literally like a week or two after, it like snapped all the way back. And like now I think it's like more closed than it's ever been. For real. I think it's...
Okay.
Yeah, it's not as expansive.
But some people get that surgery though. Like the surgery to...
See, I didn't want no surgeries. I just want everything to be natural. But I feel like I have to work to get it... loose again, almost. Not loose, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it's not back too tight. But I don't know. I wouldn't know. Anyway, it was big. It was very big for me to stay myself because I didn't want to lose myself becoming a mom. And even though it's very hard not to lose yourself, especially in quarantine and being a single mom,
mm-hmm.
I still try to, like, every day I'd be like, what do I like to do? What's something that's going to make me happy today? because without a happy mom, you don't have nothing.
Yeah, and a lot of times, like, that stress, like, people get stressed out their pregnancy, and then that shit just come out on you, like, your pregnancy don't be as smooth, because you, like, stressing yourself out, and now the baby probably about to be rolling around, and that bitch like, get me the fuck out of here, because, bitch, you is tripping.
Yeah. I'm very much, everything happens for a reason. I try to let everything roll. I try not, like, to not let anything stress me out. Like, whatever happens, happens for a reason. I'm gonna roll with the punches. Like, I don't think I was, like, that much stressed in my pregnancy. I've always been cool being a single mom. It never bothered me. It hasn't. I pictured myself my whole life as a single mother. I never pictured a man in my life. I don't know why. I don't know if that, you know, therapy shit. But I've never desired, like, a marriage. But, you know, that's a whole nother part of me.
Yeah.
I've never desired that. So, when I was pregnant, I was cool being a single mom. As long as I could get my shit back together. And I feel like it's going well.
Well, that's good. Because I think you're doing a great job already.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I wish you could meet him.
Yeah. Fuck that. I'm mad at you about it. Ain't gonna see the baby until the baby 2 years old.
Do you want children or you still don't want children?
Nah, I'm cool.
You cool for
it? I'm still cool. If that ain't something I'm gonna plan.
But if you do get pregnant, you will keep it.
Yeah, I can't say that. I can't say that now.
Excuse me.
I don't know, like, just like how you picture your future being a certain way, I don't be seeing no kids.
That's cool.
But, you know, like I say, I want to be able to have them. I don't want anything to happen to my reproductive system that will, you know, hinder me from becoming pregnant. But I just don't. I don't really care that much to be in nobody's mama. So, but I'm getting me a dog come income tax, and I can't wait, boy. I want a doodle.
That's what I want too.
Oh my god, they're adorable.
Which kind of doodle?
I want a chocolate one. Like, I don't know.
What type of doodle?
The golden doodle.
That's what I want. I like golden doodle.
I love them.
Because they don't shed.
Yeah, and that's what's crazy because you got all that hair, but they don't even be shedding.
That's what I want. Just because it don't shed, I want a golden doodle. That's exactly what I want too.
Oh my gosh, he's so adorable. And I follow this doodle page on Instagram and I just watch him cuddle with babies.
You should get one.
Yeah, I gotta sneak the dog in the house because dogs be loud and I really don't want to pay for a dog. So
you should just pay because he gonna bark.
I ain't fucking paying.
Well, don't pay until you get caught. And then when you get caught, you're like,
yeah, that's the move. That's the move. I'm like, yeah, for sure. Because I tried to get a fucking cat. That fucking cat. You remember I told you I was getting a cat? I told everybody.
To be a cat lady.
I like animals, period, though. I love it really, all.
I would have imagined if I've ever, like, brought up a cat to you, you'd be, like, anti-cat. You strike me as very anti-cat.
I'm
going
to be like, please sit on my lap. Let me rub you, kitty.
A cat?
Yeah.
You need to get a cat first, then.
No, I did. I tried to get a cat. Yes, I was lonely. So, for one, let me tell y'all how quarantine has fucked up everything. So, like, my mental was so fucked up. I had just moved to Charlotte. Fucking away from my family. What's on me?
You got them eyelashes laid real close to the line. That's nice.
And I'm about to take them off because they actually irritate the fuck out of me, but thank you.
My shit be like,
I know
like
how to put
gap
on lashes. Now, I use it, like, y'all I don't wear makeup and stuff like that, but like,
I'm almost down. How you do that? How you do that like that? My shit be literally having a gap between
I skin. Know how to do them perfectly now. Like, I was talking to my sister, she was just like, you just gotta put them on. Like, you can't think about it. You just gotta put them bitches on. Like, just, she was like, you start in the middle, you just put them on. I'm like, okay. So I start doing it and I start getting better and better at that shit. But for the most part, like, I'm not a big makeup wearer. So I like
shaking and shit.
Yeah. Fucking hot and shit. You sitting in that bitch like this. You don't know if you wanna use the tweezers or the tip of your fingers. You're like, what the fuck do I do? But yeah, it's a little.
They look good. Sometimes I'll be like, isn't her real eyelashes? Because, like, on the bottom, you got eyeliner on?
It might be some on there. I don't remember what I did today.
Like, your eyes look naturally lined. Even when they're not lined.
Sometimes my eyes do come off like that. I don't know. But sometimes I do like eyeliner, though. That's the only thing I put on lashes, eyeliner.
But can't be that perfect lipstick. You got eyeliner on at the bottom of your eyes right now?
It might be. I don't know. I washed my face this morning and I don't remember if I put anything on. I might have did it just I was rushing out the house.
Every time she on Instagram, it always look completely perfect. I'm like, I don't know if that's eyeliner or her eyes is naturally like that.
Oh, no. Okay. Let me tell you about my cat, Tiana.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So, look, I went to go get the fucking cat because I adopted the cat. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go get the cat. So, I got the cat. The cat's name was Kit Kat. So, he was fat because I wanted an orange, fat-ass, Garfield-looking cat to eat lasagna. And then I realized that I had a five-day trial with the nigga, right? Okay? That's what they gave me. They give you 5 days. And then after that, if you don't want them, then, you know, whatever. So, I'm like, all right, boom, whatever. So, anyway, I'm feeding him. I'm buying him toys. This nigga is not fucking with me, okay? He's, like, running around the fucking house hiding from me. And I knew he was kind of scared. So I'm like, all right, I get it. But right. I'm like, okay, I'm an animal whisperer, so he's gonna love me. So like days go by or whatever, he start really like taking to me and stuff. But why you think this nigga runs clean into my patio door thinking that he can run outside because the window was open? Uh-huh. I thought the nigga cracked his fucking neck. Yeah. he jumped on my couch. I was like, oh hell no, get off my couch. But I had this little spray thing, like get some spray to where animals don't get on your shit. Mm-hmm. Because they don't like the scent or whatever. So, and then I'm like, nah. So, I'm like, get off my couch or whatever. Dude, jump off the joint, run clean into the patio, like, boom. I was like, oh, my God. This nigga just killed himself.
Right in that box.
He fell back. Like, it was like a whole, like, I was sitting in that bitch laughing. But I was like, kitty, it's okay. But he done fell back and rolled over and shit and just got to run it. I'm like, man, what the fuck? Then I start realizing, cats are boring.
No. It all depends on your cat.
This is the thing. I keep comparing all animal and all kitties. I thought that kitty was going to be like my childhood kitty, Allie.
Oh, yeah, cat.
Yes. What color? She was gray. Oh. She was striped. Guess she was weird. She had a little coffee stain, oh, she was adorbs. But anyway,
Tinky Tink.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I miss Allie. Aww. But, yeah, she was a human, though. She opened up the doors by herself. She let you know when she wanted to go outside to use the bathroom. She tapped on the door when it was time to come in. Like, if when you wake up and you ask her if she's hungry, she answer you. Like,
what happened to her?
We don't fucking know. I think really? She got... So, when my mother was, like, when all the stuff started happening with my mother, like, when she was in a coma and all that stuff like that, and then, like, the house just wasn't the same because a lot of people weren't even there. Like, I was living with my sister. Like, my other sister was everywhere else. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, we would go back and forth to the house, but every time we would go there, like, we'll, you know, feed her and make sure she's good and stuff like that. But I think one day she just left and didn't come back. I think she got lonely, though. Because at that point, I think my mother was actually there. And I think that she might have noticed, like, my mother's not the same person no more. And I think that might have got her, like, a little depressed.
Oh.
And she ran away. Now, she's probably dead now, but, yeah.
My cat, I know my cat died the same day my mom let him go. Because my mom declawed him. She took out his hands, claws, and his feet claws. And when she decided to get rid of him, she let him out, like...
Oh, yeah, he can't fight for himself.
Couldn't fight for himself. I'm like, Mom, you could have put him in a shelter. You could have gave him to a friend. Could have done anything. He died that same day.
That's crazy.
His name was Kai.
So cute. Yeah, but I was thinking every cat was like alien, and that's not it. So, anyway. So, let's piggyback off of our first episode that we had. So... What's going on with your sugar daddy, sugar baby life? Was people your, did you have a sugar daddy while you was pregnant?
Look, I aspire to be a sugar baby. I'm not a real sugar baby. I've dibbled and dabbled. I don't consider myself to be a pro at it. I think that's what was misconstrued in the first episode. But when I was pregnant, I kind of lost everybody that I had because I was pregnant. I couldn't show up pregnant. One guy, he kind of liked it. He was into it. He would like send me like pregnancy porn clips. Yeah, he was into it. He's still into it. I still got one guy, but I don't know what I'm doing. It's weird because I still got him, but I don't know what to do to get him to send me money again because he stopped sending me money. But he used to like send me pregnancy porn like all the time when I was pregnant. And I used to be turned off, kind of. But I gotta play the game, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I lost all my sugar daddies. I still talk to one of them, but he doesn't give me money as much as he used to. And I don't know how to get them lump sums again. So I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Do you see him?
I don't see him. Every time he, we used to meet up all the time, go out to dinner, all that stuff. Now he lives in two places. He lived here in this city, and then he also lived in another city, and he'd just be trying to act like he'd never available. And I don't understand why. Like, he'd be acting like he want to see me.
He might got a best sugar baby.
Oh, he got other sugar babies. He sends me videos of him and his sugar babies. I don't mind. I don't care.
No, I'm just saying, you know, he might be just like, well, Maybe he about to change his lifestyle or something.
He still talked to me. I talked to him yesterday. But, oh, shit, hold on.
He likes she good people.
Speaking of, let me look at my messages right now.
Oh, you got to make sure that you... What, you still got the nigga on that WhatsApp? Oh, sorry. I'm sorry,
how you know I have my WhatsApp?
Is this the same dude, the bald dude?
Yeah, you remember him? Yeah. He sent me a picture yesterday.
Wow, he looks like a sugar daddy, for sure. He's not even that old, either.
He's not. Okay. I like him. He got perfect... I love a little gap on a man, for some reason.
Yeah, me too. I love a gap. Hold on, y'all. I love a gap. Some people would be, like, tripping off of teeth and stuff like that, but I love me a good gap.
Bro. I love a gap, too. I don't know. He a little bit sexy, kind of.
Yeah.
I sent him this video
Did
yesterday.
You give him some?
I never. And that's the thing. He sent me, like, a couple thousands... And I've never gave him sugar, but now he's to the point where he wants sugar. And that's where the point where I stopped getting the money. And I'm trying to think, like, is it worth it? I'm worth it. Hey.
Well, I'm pretty sure you probably, everybody done fuck worse.
I know. But I'm in between Sugar Baby and, like, morals. And it's like, but what is morals? Like, what is that? But he always...
What is that even?
He turns me off, though, because he sent me videos of, like, girls giving him head and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, if she gave you head... Then I'm not, because she's not on my level.
Period, poo.
That's it. I'm like, that's who you fucking with. Send me another 500 off the strength that you just said. Just because you sent me that video.
Right, like, what the fuck?
Ugly as fuck. These bitches be ugly as fuck. Old women. He's nasty. So, yeah, I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place. I don't have a sugar daddy. I'm funding myself. I'm paying all my own bills right now. I sent him this yesterday, though.
Look at this beauty. Look at it. I love that.
That's a big pain.
Hold on, it froze, but it's gonna keep
going. No, it ain't froze, silly.
Oh, his veins. It's beautiful.
That's a big old dildo.
I want that. It's $200.
It looks very real.
Double sided
suction cup.
Suction it to the wall.
On your angles.
To the wall. Not just in the shower.
I love that they give you a little micro.
She's getting on my nerves because this nigga,
she
like.
She with Mandy. Y'all. You see her with Mandy?
No, I don't even see it.
I sent him that, and he was like, okay. And I'm like, Christmas present? He's like, what do I get? And I'm like, what would you like? He's like, I need to be inspired. And I fumbled the bag. And then I forgot to respond yesterday. And I'm like, inspired. And I said, inspired. Because sometimes my real personality comes out.
She fumbled the bag.
Sometimes my real personality come out. It's like, when you're a sugar baby, you have to like put your real personality aside. Like I'm a feminist, so some of the stuff he'd be saying, yeah, I'd be like, I'm gonna beat your ass,
right?
But then it's like, I gotta play. Uh-huh. I gotta play like that. It didn't bother me if I want an income, like if I want that and want him to send me some money. So some shit be bothering me. I'm like, I won't get into it. It's a struggle being a sugar baby when you're a feminist. I'll say that.
Okay, so if anybody out there that consider themselves or trying to be sugar babies, do y'all have the same problem? Is the balance like, what the fuck? Like, hold on. Now, wait a minute. Because you got me fucked up because I'm a feminist and I'm all things women, bitch.
Yeah.
But can I please just have $500 or more, please?
One thing I realized, though, one thing I'm going to do going forward, hopefully nobody in here want to date me or anything. I'm going to definitely play the damsel in distress card. Like, when niggas know you're independent or niggas know you got your own place, your own car, they do less for you. Mm. And I noticed that, like, when you meet somebody, they be like, I got my own house. Don't be like, I got my own house, too. Just be like, oh, right. You got your own house? Like, what? Wow. I do all that shit now. I don't even tell them where if you ask me, I live with my mom, I'm struggling. All that.
Hey, but you got a point, though. You got a point, because a lot of times, motherfuckers be like, shit, she don't need me no way. Like,
yeah, they get that. Some guys don't like you if you're too independent.
Yes.
Like, this one, remember that guy? I ain't gonna say his name on camera, but remember your friend that you knew from high
school? Dark skin.
Big ass dick. Oh, my God. I still think about him. You got his phone number?
I know his cousin. I was supposed to leave.
I don't got his phone number no more.
He in a relationship now.
I'm in fuck.
He in a real live relationship, too.
For real?
Yeah. I think he got...
another baby?
He might got another baby.
Show me his pictures.
I will.
His dick was so big. He sent me that, and I'm like... do you see that picture?
Oh, yeah, you did send it. I think I did
see it. It was like 17 inches, it looked like.
That's crazy. It'd be the skinny niggas.
And, why I bring him up?
Because you was basically saying the damsel in distress.
Oh, yeah, because he owned his own house. Yeah. And when he found out I owned my own house, he didn't fuck me no more. Mm-hmm. And I'm like...
Yeah, because a lot of guys, they do. I think we spoke on this one time before on another episode, maybe. But, like, I'm finding out that, like, motherfuckers really want you to be... Like, they want you to need them.
And I'm playing like, that role. I'm playing
They want
it.
You to need them. Like, if you just... whole ass independent, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, well, bitch, what am I gonna be here for?
Yeah.
Because it's something like they're working towards more than likely getting vagina and consistent vagina, and then it's like, what are you working for? Like, what can I do for you? Type thing.
And recently I just talked to this dude who owned his own house. I didn't tell him I owned my own house. I could feel like I could tell he could feel I was independent. It's just in my tone, it's in my demeanor. Mm-hmm. And I feel like he literally stopped liking me off the strength of that. It was nothing else other than the fact that, like, oh, you got what I got? Like, you got a car? Oh, you own your own house?
But like, I think that's so crazy, because like men should value that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to do much. But then it could be because they're lacking something. Like, you got all of this, so I ain't got nothing else to give you. Because at this point, I'm low-key boring as fuck for real. My personality is some bullshit. The only thing I had for you was a little bit of money and some dates now. And, you know, I don't know.
But I've learned, like, to play that role. Because girls who live with their parents or whatever it is, they end up getting more. They end up getting more. So I'm like, now when a nigga asks me, when he tell me he... on his own house, I let him brag. I don't mention myself.
Yeah.
I don't say I got a house.
Yeah, you just kind of filter it. You like,
I'm showing
yeah.
up with that scratch on my car and everything. I am so...
Talking about some... Oh, my God. I want to get to you, but I just don't got no gas money.
I don't have no gas money. I haven't ate today.
I ain't even eat nothing. Like, my family is tripping. They stressing me out. I just need to pay my phone bill. I'm not even going to be able to talk to you.
Yeah, they love that type of woman. I'm like, I will play that. Like, I would play that.
Man, because literally, we with men and women, all we do is play games, man.
Did you have some crown? Because I'm drunk off, honey.
I got some crown.
Oh, I ain't seen you sipping or anything like that.
Oh, yeah, I've been sipping. Don't be worried about me. So, look, I heard this. Do you think that it's true? That if... I think I heard this. I don't remember where I heard this. But if you relax, like, you do anal?
I have before.
Okay. Now you trying to be, she trying to be conservative.
Yeah,
nah,
so I have before. Why? What's up?
I mean, once or twice.
Yeah. You have any questions?
No, so they were saying like, it's the peen goes in easier when you relax your jaw.
Oh yeah, that's like the number one move. That's how you do it. Like, okay, relax my face, my jaw, my eyebrows. Cause I do meditation too. So I've learned how to relax my body over time.
I ain't never did meditation and then like linked it to my asshole. So I don't know. I'm just like,
I know
linked it
to my asshole, but like I learned how to relax your body and just let. I ain't gonna say let God when it comes to this anal shit. But
first
like,
of all, we about to be talking. It's about to get real raunchy out this bitch. So Ari Lennox say, anybody from my fucking record label on that song? She said, get the fuck out the fucking. All right, anyway.
Yeah,
but look,
I'm about to lose. I don't know. I love Arnie, but. That's not Arnie.
Not Artie. But we about to get real raunchy, and I got a whole Goddess Dope shirt on. He's still dope, but I'm just saying, you know, don't judge us, okay?
Because... I like God now. I feel like when I meet God at the gate, he'll be like, what up, bro? Like, you live life the way I intended you to.
Yeah.
I feel like he's gonna say that to me. Like, I'm like, God, you know what I did, but you the one who...
You know what I'm saying? You let me go through these experiences because you knew that's what I needed.
And right? Him.
Right? Talking about, and this is why they wanted me. Because they wanted me because you told them to want me.
Right. I did everything you said. You put them right in my lap. Literally.
But I didn't know that if you do that, like that would like, and I started trying it. So like I'm like clenching my ass and then I'm like, all right, let me relax. And then I'm like, oh, okay. I feel like some things can go in there.
Did it go in?
Well, I didn't do it. I haven't done no anal since high school.
There's an anal in high school?
First of all, you judging nigga. not jerk your neck back and look at me like a fucking church lady. Like, what?
I didn't even have sex in high school.
Listen, so no, I think I tried it like once or twice. I think it might have been like two times. But we used a whole bunch of fucking Vaseline, though. Vaseline was everywhere, yeah.
Did it go in?
Yeah, it went in.
How was it?
It was cool. I mean, it was a little uncomfortable. But that was before, like, I even knew, like, more about, like, that type of shit. I think we just trying shit just to try shit. But, like, I don't know. But it wasn't bad, though. I don't remember it being bad. It just was hella uncomfortable.
Remember liking it a little bit?
I don't remember actually liking it. But, I mean, now if I get somebody that's interested in that, then...
Have you ever got a guy that's not into anal? I feel like guys are not into anything.
Yeah, that's how I feel. That's how I kind of, yeah.
Like, if you tell a guy anything, you want to be like, I want you to hang me upside down from the ceiling. And
as long as they're getting their dick sucked and fuck, I think they all right.
Yeah, they don't do anything. Like, if you ask a guy to do anal, he say no, I think that's pretty weird.
Yeah. But and we in an era where ass eating is a thing. So, if you ain't trying to do no anal, but you can eat ass, and that's just...
I'm not into ass eating.
You don't like your ass ate?
I don't like my ass ate, and I'm not eating no ass. That's my only...
What? You ain't never licked a booty before?
Mm-mm.
And you ain't never had yours licked? Or it did happen and you didn't like it?
Yeah, it's not nothing that I'm like, lick my booty hole. I'm not like into...
Lick my booty hole.
But I don't eat ass. Like, I can get nasty. I can't eat your butt. I don't care. If you leave me for the next bitch if it's over butt. I'm not doing it. I'm not getting in those crevices. What for? Like, what is it's no.
You can leave me for the next bitch if it's over, but
it is. If you want me to get into those crevices,
oh my god.
And you think and you leave like leave me then. I'm not licking your butt hole. I'm not into that. Now I'll never say never. But that's something I haven't done so far. At 27, I made it this far. I don't really get into licking the butt hole. I don't see no point in it. Like, when somebody look at my butthole, it's just like a tongue in my butthole. It's nothing that's gonna make me cum. Butthole, people look at your butthole make you cum?
I'm just listening to you, what you're saying.
I'm asking you because you look shocked.
No. No, it just feels nice. Yeah. It feels nice. It feels nice to have everything taken care of.
Maybe I'll try it again. I'm okay with my butt being eaten. I don't care. But I'm not gonna ask you for it. I'm not gonna beg for it. Nothing like that.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to eat no man's butthole. How about you?
Men buttholes, though, man. Like, I don't know. But, your boobies hurt?
They're starting to tingle.
Oh. Now, I done did some nasty things in my day, you know what I'm saying? Just recently, I did do some old nasty shit. Not even just recently, but when I tell you that I went about earlier, when I said that I went to Cali and got my brains flew off.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, okay, that was like a whirlwind of fun. I don't know. Ooh.
For real, what's the craziest, what would you say is like the nastiest thing you done or like the something you replay in your head all the time?
Probably what I'm talking about now when I went out of town.
Mm-hmm.
I replay that a lot.
You're not giving me no details.
Well, it was just a lot going on. I don't need, man, we were doing every hole was taken care of. I'm like, just gonna what, say, like ears everything. Too? It was everything.
Your ears?
Everything.
He was in your ears.
Man, dude.
Your ears?
Just everything.
Remember that? Remember a scary movie? When he was, remember?
Everything.
Remember he was in that glory hole?
Man, yes. Man.
Wait, he was in your ears for real?
No, he was, like, dick-wise, he put his dick in my ears.
Oh, okay.
You no, said dick-wise. I'm just saying, nose. Like, everything was being taken care of. Like, I think that might have been, we were fucking filthy. Like, to the point to where I felt like I might have had, like, a UTI afterwards.
What do you mean?
It was just so nasty. Niggas was just doing nasty like, ass what? Shit. We just was...
Mind you, it's been a
don't
year.
Don't listen to this guy.
It's been a year for me. Like, what?
No, it was a lot of fun. Like, it was just very raunchy sex.
Like what?
Everything was just happening. You know what I'm saying? Just...
Like what?
It was just a lot of... Like, oh my God, it was like different positions. Like, do you watch that dude on... The porn dude that be fucking niggas real rough, boy. His name Nacho Vidal or something. Nacho Vidal or something. I don't know. I don't know. Whatever. But anyway, they do the Amazon position. He be having girls, like, fuck him. What?
I don't know the Amazon.
So, look. So, this him, his legs up, right?
What the fuck? I've been working on that move for years. How you get
And then the dick right here.
Okay,
and
then the
girl is... Yeah, I'm the man.
And the dick right there.
And the dick right here, and the girl is fucking, but she like.
Oh, like she. Oh, I seen that. Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, we was doing a whole bunch of like little gymnastics.
So like, it's like you're fucking him as if you got the dick.
Exactly.
He got the dick.
Exactly.
You did that? When he has labeled like that?
Yeah, he did it backwards.
Show me a picture of him. He had his legs up like that.
No, I'm saying we did it backwards. So my legs was that, but his leg was behind here, and he was like,
okay, wait a minute. Know? Okay, you right there.
Like right now, his ass is right here.
His butt
is looking at me.
And he was like this. Right. He was like this.
Yeah. But it was almost like he was just. Like, say, for instance, if it was another bitch at the tail of my legs, it was almost like the way that he was, his legs was like he was fucking another bitch, but he was still in me.
You got it on tape? I don't get it. I don't see it. I don't get it.
We should have definitely got that shit on tape. We said it, too. He was like, if we was gonna record anything, we could have recorded that session, huh?
When he let you peg him, it sounded like he would be into pegging.
Okay, so I asked him, and he said no. But I'm so upset, because I was like...
Did you have the stuff ready?
No, I didn't, but he's so nasty. He's like, we going to the sex store. I'm like, cool. But we didn't go to the sex store for that. I'm like, fuck. But anyway, no, I asked him, though. I was like, so... He was like, I ain't really got no limits. I'm like, so you, can I fuck you? And he was like, oh, no, nah, baby, you can't do that. I'm like, ah, fuck. Like, you're no fun.
So you pull it out and put it in, he all right?
Right.
He all right.
Talking about some... Relax your jaws, since that makes it easier. Relax your jaws.
I look that up on Pornhub, like... What's it called? The Move?
Well, that was the Move.
It's called the Amazon?
Amazon position.
The Amazon
but
position.
But he was... The world, well.
So you was back on the bed with your legs straight up,
yeah,
and your vagina open, and he was in front of you, like on your lap,
but backwards. He was that way.
He was facing forward. So y'all both.
So
was like,
basically, we're not facing each other. He's facing fucking south. I'm facing north.
So you was turning
like my head. No, my head, not my face, but my head. I'm laying this way.
Lay how you was laying.
I was. Look. We got to talk about other stuff.
You and laying right here like this.
Okay, and then now come on.
And he like this? Like that?
Yeah, but you got to open up your legs and put your leg through here.
I know. Okay, I get it.
Oh my goodness. I get it.
I couldn't see it at first. You
got me working up a sweat.
I couldn't see it at first. I didn't know what you mean.
You like that and like this?
Okay.
But yeah, that was real nasty. So let's just move on real quick.
Okay.
Do you think that your sex drive changed?
Since I had a baby? When I was pregnant, I definitely thought about a lot of things. I wasn't having sex when I was pregnant. I had a lot of visions and things I wanted to do. Never done them. Sex drive changed. No.
Okay. So you still just a horny dog, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Only thing with me is I breastfeed. So I even though I want to go back out there and get back on the grind, first of all, my nipples have changed.
Are they really sensitive?
They're big. They like bottles. My nipples got bigger, and I wish I would have took a before picture of my nipples. So I'm like, I don't even remember what my nipples look like. Because they change while you're pregnant. Like, at the beginning of your pregnancy, when your boobs first get big, your nipples grow.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just stay. And if you breastfeed, they stay. So I'm like, what did my nipples look like before? I don't remember. And my nipples is bigger, so I'm like kind of insecure about that. Even though they're not bad, it's just like, I remember making fun of a girl for having bigger nipples, and my nipples literally look like hers now. And
karma's a bitch.
Mine is bad as hers. She must have breastfed like 8 kids. Hers was like long. I had never seen no shit like that.
Like cow titty nipples.
Yeah. Oh. And then I'm just afraid to get back into the grind because I still breastfeed. So I'm like, can I go out and do something?
And then the breast milk shooting their mouth.
Shooting everywhere.
They might be into that shit. You just do a little like...
This one guy said he was into it, and then he like squeezed my boobs, and like he had a leather couch, and my milk was like dripping down his leather couch. And I ended up getting a new phone, and so I don't know if he never texted me back, or I don't know if I just
or you ruined a nigga leather.
Well, I never texted him, but I don't know if he texted me.
You're annoying him. Somebody got a new phone. I don't know if he just ain't texting me
for real, because I had gave him my Google number, and when I got this new phone, the Google number didn't transfer, so my Google number is gone. Okay. So all the thread, everything's gone. So I don't know if he never hit me up again. Because of the breast milk situation, or I don't know if
But if he said he liked it, then what the fuck? I want to go back to this ass eating thing. So would you rather eat ass or suck on toes?
Whose toes? Man's, a man's toes or a woman's toes?
A man's toes.
Okay, wait a minute.
This nigga said, okay, one man.
Eat his ass.
Or suck his toes. Suck his toes.
I don't know. I literally, that's one of the things I don't know. I like have to get in the mood. I might just go ahead and lick the ass while I'm down there.
I like, get that over with. Just put a little in there.
I did it. You said lick it. I licked it.
But you ain't say how many times, yeah, though. I know.
Like, and my tongue's short. My tongue's extra short. I was born with tongue tie, y'all.
Yeah.
I know. That's why.
They had to cut your shit up. No, I remember that. I was like, what the fuck? You said what?
So that's why I ain't with no girls.
You ain't with no girls? Oh, because you wouldn't be able to please them bitches with your little ass tongue.
I can't do girls. Like, even though, like, I would want to because it seems fun, I'm not confident about it because I know I had a tongue tie. And I know it's nothing I can do.
But you got lips, though.
What you supposed to do with your lips?
A lot. You can do a lot with your mouth. You got a big ass mouth. Sorry. Not saying it like that, but.
I know, but, like, look at my tongue, y'all.
Look at my tongue, y'all.
Like, my muscle's not even there because I didn't get my tongue tied cut till I was 18. So, like, there's no muscle there. So, it's like, I don't feel confident.
You'll be able to do your thing, girl. Don't need to be acting like that. You'll be all right. Somebody will be like, yeah, I loved everything she did.
No, one girl's like, I don't have any complaints. I'm like, you're just saying that.
Tell me, you sure? So, do you talk about sex after sex to make sure that the sex was sex?
Yeah, I love to. I'd be like,
how was it?
I love to, like, I was with somebody recently, like, everybody, I just like to know, I want feedback. Mm-hmm. I love feedback. I don't care, like, what you got to say, good or bad. Mm-hmm. I like feedback. And I was with somebody recently, and I'm like, so how was it? Like, I was asking a dude, I'm like, what was it like? Like, especially, I'm like, what was it like after my baby? He's like, I ain't never been with a MILF I ain't like. I'm like, give me details.
Right.
I need more. Yes, I definitely like to hear after. I like to hear.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I don't know. Sometimes I don't be wanting to hear about it. Like, I don't really want to talk about it.
I like to hear about it. Details.
I think it'd be like, because it's very rare for you to get, like, bomb-ass penis. Like, it's rare to get, like, bomb. Like, oh, my God, bro. Mind blowing. Oh, my God. You know what I'm saying? It's rare that you're going to get that to where you feel like, wow, we can definitely talk about this shit. But for everybody else, I'm just like, I don't even care about talking. Like, if you come back, you come back. Nigga, if you don't, you don't. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Don't matter to me. Have you ever been, like, because you really don't ever strike me as somebody who's, because you're not really that emotional. So.
I am. I cry all the time.
Probably because you got the baby now.
I really don't be crying. I be trying to cry.
Nigga.
Like, my therapist say, cry, let out. And I be like.
What is this? You a Taurus?
Gemini.
The goddamn Gemini.
I go home, I'm like, I'm going to cry today. I really do it. I be like, Tiana, cry. And I be like. And I be like, I can't cry. And all my life I've been like that. I be like, why can I not cry?
You literally just take everything, just be like, absorb everything, and it's just be whatever.
My roommate said to me, she said something about I put my feelings aside, and I'd be like, I don't want to. I literally, when I was in high school, I remember I cried about not having feelings. I remember I was like, God, give me feelings. I did. I remember I was in high school. I'm like, why do all my friends feel stuff and I don't feel anything? I don't feel nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what do they feel when they cry about their boyfriend stuff? What do they feel?
Right, like, what is they hurt? Are they hurt? Or yeah. Like, what is this?
And even still, like, when something happened, I'm like, I think I'm supposed to cry about this.
Like, okay, he died. It's time to cry.
And I go home and I'm like, okay, I'm home alone. I'd be like, cry. And I'd be like,
dramatic. Oh, I'd be my like,
cry. And I'm like, okay, bitch, go fry the chicken, because you're not about to cry.
Right.
I'd really be trying to cry, though. I'd be like, let it out. My therapist said, let it out.
So you have never had, like a sex session that just, like, had you, like, emotional?
No.
Like, you'd be like, oh, my God.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Wow, that's crazy. I can't wait till you fall in love with someone. Talking about love. What the fuck is that?
Love?
Real ass love? Or can it just be a little bit of like?
I never cried.
I didn't cry. I didn't cry during sex before.
Can I pee?
Sure.
Okay, I got pee real bad.
Can I pee? She acts like I'm holding her hostage, man.
Oh, I my God. The video to be like messed up.
But I definitely had like had emotional ass like intercourse to where it was just like, wow, this is just too much. But it has to be with somebody that like you really vibe with, that you fuck with. It gotta be like a relationship type thing, you know what I'm saying? Like some type of, the bond has to be like completely there for you to kind of feel that, those emotions. But yeah, and I've had sex with people that I ain't gonna say people because it makes it seem like it's more than a couple that has gotten emotional, you know, during intercourse. But yeah, so I don't know. It's just sometimes, and then sometimes I don't even gotta be like your connection with the person. Sometimes you just really just be like in your feelings, just period. Like, I don't know, like life stresses you out and this is great penis. Like you just be like, oh my God, I just cannot. Like this shit is crazy. But yeah. So yeah, definitely had that before. But if to for me to I'm not touching nobody's feet. Let's just say that. I am not a feet person. I don't do fucking feet. So for me to answer that question, I'm gonna have to go with the ass. But I've just gotta go with somebody who...
Oh, sorry.
I just gotta go with somebody that actually, like I know it's very clean.
I'm with my baby.
Like, they gotta know how to clean that ass.
Are you gonna eat ass? I missed it. What you talking about?
Because I was answering a question that I asked you, like, I ain't touching nobody's feet, bro. What's up with it?
Not even girl's feet?
Fucking
When I slept at your house that one time, I was rubbing my feet all over your face when you sleep.
Stop! Why you gonna play like that? Like, why you
gonna play like feet?
That? No, I don't like feet. I'm not the feet is just not for me. Feet creep me out, bro. Like, I don't do that feet shit, bro.
So you rather look ass?
I'm a.
You seem like you like. You seem like you don't have that many like barriers. Like you seem like you eat ass all the time. It's not. It's not a stipulation for you. Give me the crown since you ain't drinking.
Oh my gosh, I am drinking.
I'm gonna be.
But no, not. I cannot stand her.
I can see you like me. I got a stipulation with ass. I don't know why, because I like I'll do almost anything, but butthole I can't do. But when it comes to you, I feel like that's not something to stop you. Like that's, I feel like that's something you go straight in for.
No, it's not something that I go straight in for, and I don't do it often. I've only done it like one time,
four, maybe five times. Like
I'm gonna say two. I didn't done it two times. How about that? Two times. You know what I'm saying? That's how you gotta know who you fucking. You gotta know who, like, you really fuck, man. You gotta know. Because, like, if you don't know, and...
How was it for you? Did you like it?
I'm nasty.
For somebody who doesn't have a tongue, I'm interested. For somebody who can't do much tongue work.
Listen, it go flat. Because sometimes flat tongue be feeling better than when you, like, stretch your tongue out. So if you just...
I'm embarrassed myself. Cut this.
So if you just, like...
Cut this from...
So this is the hole right here, right? And you just hit one of these...
Yeah, flat tongue might be alright. I can do
flat tongue. But, you ain't got to do, motherfucker.
I'm staying away from the booty hole. Watch me next time. I'll be like, Sheila, guess what I did?
So, but what's the craziest thing that you've ever done? Because you done did too much shit. So just go ahead.
The craziest thing? The craziest?
Or like, the wildest thing that you'd be like, I can't believe I did that.
The wildest thing? The wildest? You said, what did you say the wildest thing you did was?
I don't really have a wild thing.
But you just said, because I asked you. I said, what was the craziest thing you did? You said you ate butt?
Oh, no. We weren't talking about that, I don't think. I done lost my train of thought.
Because the wildest thing I did, I ain't saying on camera. They'll shame me forever.
Say it.
I ain't saying.
Do fill in the blanks.
I'm not. They gonna fill it right in.
Do fill in the blanks.
I can't. My mom and my brother might see this. My brothers.
They ain't gonna see it.
I'm not. I can't say
it. Don't tell them you on it.
They ain't gonna see
it. All right, what's after that or before that?
What did you say yours was? I'm trying to get a gauge of wild.
I really never even... I don't even remember what I just said. I don't know.
I
thought we was talking about, like, anal, and then, like, it just kind of rolled into ass eating, and then it, like, I don't know.
The wildest thing...
Oh, you did ask me that question.
Mm-hmm, I did.
Did I even answer it? I answer it? I don't remember.
I don't remember. What was the anal question about? Did we finish that?
Hold on. It was just, It was just goddamn when you relax your jaws.
Yeah, like when you all you gotta do when you get anal is you gotta think about, okay, it's going to feel great when I get in there, so let me just relax my entire body and let it happen. Like I feel like anal is a
don't get around the question, nigga. Go back.
For real, I feel like anal is go a different back. Type of like orgasm.
Come back, it, come back.
Yo, I feel like there's a there is a spot in there.
Get your mother come spin a block.
Spin the a block. The craziest thing I've done.
It was probably that thing at that pool.
Oh, you think that's crazy?
Well, you ain't know that, man.
That's not crazy to me. That's not crazy to me.
We got 9 minutes left.
I forgot about them. I gotta add them into my I gotta add them to my number. I forgot about them.
Oh, your threesome number?
Oh my god. I forgot about them.
So is it she don't think that two guys and a girl threesome. It's a train.
It's a threesome.
It's just a threesome.
And don't argue with me. I know it's a lot of people that's going to argue with me about that. I'm not arguing with it. That's the hill I'm going to die on. A threesome with any three people is a threesome. Two guys, two girls, it's a threesome. It's not a train. Y'all do that to shame women, period. Mostly every woman's fantasy is to have two dicks. I wholeheartedly believe that. I think so. Is that, do you have a fantasy? You never had a fantasy?
Fantasy is being Jet Set and Jasmine.
That thing I just showed you, that was her husband's mold.
Really?
Yes.
King Noir,
that's his mold.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god. But that's my fantasy. I want to be like Jet Set and Jasmine. So, I can't, I that's, like on the fantasy tip, I want slaves.
Yeah, I don't really know what Jet Set and Jasmine do. I just know
she do a lot of stuff. Like, she do a lot of stuff. She do like dominatrix thing, like BDSM. She do
like rough stuff,
but then also like, you know, the flogging and she had people motherfucking eating out of bowls and shit. Like,
you
that.
Like that type of stuff? That's what you into?
And walking them on the leash.
That's what you into?
I want to try it for
you.
A
remind
while.
Me of dominatrix. You give me very much dominatrix. Wait, you're into like, are you into BDSM?
I don't watch it. I want to do it.
You want to get whipped?
I mean, I wouldn't mind somebody whipping me. No, I don't mind that. I wouldn't mind.
What if somebody like gag, like open your mouth like with something, like a gag,
like that little like a gag ball?
Yeah.
First of all, ain't no socks going because that was just on feet. Yeah, so hell no. But a little cute ball to go.
You
on
do
there.
A gag ball?
I do that.
I immediately die out of panic. I die. Somebody put a ball in my mouth and then like tie me up. I would just fall over and
it's
like,
the tight. The one thing that I'm not really that into is being tied up. I like to have free will. It's just like, tell me not to move and I won't move.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just don't tie me up though. I want to do the tie-in.
I don't think I ever let anybody tie me up. Even if I trust my husband, I still won't let you tie me up because I still don't trust nobody.
Yeah, because that's weird. Yeah. Like, what if you leave me here all day?
Yeah.
Like, go to the store and say, fuck you, fuck me. And now I'm in this bitch and I'm pissing on myself because I'm sitting here tied up, can't go nowhere.
That's like one thing I'm not into is BDSM.
I've done handcuffs though before, but it was just like, it wasn't that enjoyable for me.
It's
like,
not. It's not cool.
I need free hands. Like, just tell me what you want. Like, talk to me.
Yeah, it's not cool. I don't like handcuffs either.
Yeah. A little weird.
What's the next question?
Hold on.
I'm not a fan of handcuffs either. Take a drink first.
Okay. Oh, we got about 6 minutes left.
Oh, shit. Okay, I forgot it was timed. But can't you cut and, like, or you just put it straight on there?
I can, but I normally just put it straight on there, though.
Oh, so everything embarrassing I said going on.
So it'll always be, it's not embarrassing. I can do that. It's not even embarrassing. But how do you feel about the facials, like, getting nutted on your face?
How you feel about it? This your podcast.
Wow, you feel real different. She acting real different.
I'm a mother.
The thing about it though is I really don't care that much where it goes.
Yeah, I don't care either. I don't mind that. I don't care. Like,
as long as it ain't in me.
Yeah.
Then we good to go. You get
screwed up one time.
Let me tell you about one time. Like, I fucking was done with the whole session, right? The next fucking day, I had fucking dried up nut down my neck. I had it in my hair. I was like, what the fuck? I had braids. I'm like, what is this crusty shit? I noticed that the got to be glue that I put on my baby.
What's that, baby? Damn.
No, but I wasn't around nobody. This is on my little vacation. But like, nigga, I was in that bitch like, goddamn, it's not everywhere. Where the fuck did all this shit come from? Goddamn.
See, me, I don't mind where it goes as long as I know you. Like, one thing I say if I don't know you, which may sound like ho, not that if I don't know you, but you know, if I don't know you, like, well, if I haven't seen your test results, don't come on me. Mm-hmm. You're not about to have my face breaking out.
Yeah, so, but that goes with, you can kind of tell which one can bust on you if you taste the nut.
See, okay, is it crazy? I was going to text you this, and I'm like, she's going to think I'm weird if I text her this randomly. I was going to ask you, how can you gauge if a guy is a freak before you fuck him? Like, what kind of questions can you ask a guy that's not weird? Because I kind of just want to be like, hey, we're vibing, send me a picture of your dick. Because I don't
know. I mean, shit, they ask for pictures all the fucking time, so that shouldn't even be.
But they be like, you weird as fuck.
Nah, I mean, but the thing about it is, dudes don't know how to take when females are similar to them.
Yeah.
They can't take that shit. They just like, oh, okay, I don't. Wait, she beat me to it. So what do I do now? Like, when the you is on them, then it's like.
That's how I feel. I don't want to, like, if we flirt.
But you
stuff,
just ask, like, I would just be like, what are you into sexually?
They be lying. I'd be like, I want to see your dick first and foremost. Not that your dick could tell me everything about your stroke game, but if it's small, we need to stop talking right now. Even if it's medium, we can stop talking right now. If it's big, we can continue the conversation, but I want to see it first.
Medium dick be all right, though, sometimes.
Medium dick be okay, but it's like, sometimes I be wanting to see, like, a preview video. Like, do you have a submission video?
Yeah. Like, talking about some of this your interview.
Do you have an interview video? Because I don't want to play around with you. I don't want to find out.
I would give them a list of things.
Like, I typed out the question to you, and I deleted the whole thing. I'm like, she's gonna.
Because I would have said the same thing, though. Like, just ask them what they into, and then, like, I don't think it's nothing wrong with asking. Niggas ask us for pictures all the time. Like, ask for the picture.
They be like, you tripping, bro. And that's why I cut them off.
They might want to be serious with you then. They probably like, this bitch don't even give a fuck about me. She just want to see my dick. And now they feel, like, kind of used.
Yeah.
But fuck them, shit. Yeah, the fuck, goddamn.
What was I saying before that? What was the point of me getting to that though?
Yeah. So, I forgot about that too. What was we just talking about?
You said it comes in your face.
Oh, nut.
Yeah, nut. Oh, everywhere. That's the thing. I be wanting to ask guys like, can I see your test results? And they gotta be recent. They gotta be within the last like month or two.
Yeah. That's good because wow, we about to run out of time, but you got 15 more minutes in you.
Yeah, because you gotta see my baby.
Oh, I gotta see the baby coming. I can get to see the baby.
Yeah, I'm gonna see my
kid. And he bigger now, so I can hold him.
You can see my.
Because when he was tiny, I was not able to do it, honey. I was not touching that little thing. The babies be too small. I need the babies to be like this. You feel me?
Tootie posted something. Like I hope it's not me.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, never mind.
Oh. But no, it's very important for you guys to get yourselves checked. I go to the doctor every 6 months, and I'm not even always sexually active. Like, I don't be having no action on the floor, honestly. And I mean, believe it or not, but I don't be having no action on the floor. So, like, yeah, it's very important for y'all to get tested. I don't think there's nothing wrong with you asking somebody to see their test results and then not giving them no ass if they ain't got it. Like, it just is what it is. You're supposed to be taking care of yourself. Like, how you think you about to get in me and you not even take care of yourself?
Yeah, one red flag is if you ask a nigga to get tested, he start getting defensive.
Exactly.
Red flag. That's nasty to me. Like, a nigga be like, what? Well, I don't need to test you. I ain't no nasty nigga. Like, you're nasty.
Tumball, I'm good. I'm good. No, you're not.
You're nasty.
I don't know that. That's why I'm asking for proof.
If a nigga to you without putting a condom on first, he's nasty. But anyway, I like to get nasty. Not that type of nasty, but I like to get nasty. So I like to get your test results because I want to get past the barrier. Don't put this in there. I shouldn't say that. But I want to, for real, I want to get.
We done now, look.
I be want to get past it.
We will be back, y'all. Thank y'all for listening. But we'll be right back, okay?
I'm embarrassed again, y'all. I'm gonna try again in 2 years.